This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And I mean that. You truly need to be part of the solution. And the way you do that is become informed. I keep telling you this. If you're informed, you take the wind out of their sails. You take it away from them. And that's what you need to do. Again, as I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We have Eric Hallaby's going to join me. He's a financial advisor in the next hour. You know, you're looking at what's happening. You're looking at the economy. Look at what you need to save. I mean, can you save some money? Do you have money in Bitcoin? Did you yank it out? Are you going to ride it out? I mean, look. I'm not your financial advisor. Frankly, I don't even want to be your financial advisor. All right? But you need somebody, you need to listen to somebody that actually has a clue. Anyway. You know, this is a great Christmas gift. This is why, you know, I used to tell my kids, too, you need to know who you're dating. You need to know who you're going out with. Because there's some crazy, crazy people out there, you know? There was a Texas woman who set her boyfriend's house on fire after another woman answered his phone while they were talking on FaceTime. Sonata Soto, 23, she's charged with burglary, habitation force, a second-degree felony, arson, and a first-degree felony. That's according to the sheriff's office down there. Oh, my God. Sheriff's deputies and firefighters responded to an arson call at about 1:45 in the morning at almost 2 o'clock. The homeowner told authorities that Soto broke in, set the house on fire, stole several items. She said that she was in a romantic relationship with the homeowner. God. Soto was on FaceTime with her boyfriend when another woman, who later turned out to be his relative, answered his phone. The sheriff's office said that Soto became upset, went over to her boyfriend's house, and lit the couch and the living room on fire. Well, there you go. Why not? God, you know, guys, this craziness has actually gotten worse over the years. More and more of these people who feel they have a right to do anything. It's like these Antifa people think they have a right to do anything. Right? I mean, I don't know what they got a still photo from or where they got it. You know, again, did they get it from a video that was inside the house? It shows the flames just, like, taking off inside the house. Caused more than $50K worth of damage. That guy didn't burn the place down. Well, the house was on fire. Soda reportedly texted her boyfriend, "Gee, I hope your house is okay." My God. I mean, this guy apparently, they were having a relationship. I'm sure he fell asleep next to her a couple times. Just amazing. This is why you got to be careful who you go out with, who you get involved with. Online records show that she remains in custody on a $165,000 bond. It wasn't clear if she had gotten an attorney or not. Can you imagine? I can't. 855 Real Joe, 855. See, 855-732-5560. All right. You brain surgeons in the chat room. Ready for this one? I'm going to throw out a couple of questions today. I'll give you a few seconds to answer them. Thanksgiving, this little Thanksgiving quiz for the night. Let's see how well you do. Now write these down because I'm not going to go through them 15 times, right? Which classic holiday song was originally meant for Thanksgiving? A, was it Silent Night? B, well, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Here's a hint. If you answer with that one, don't listen to my show anymore. C, Let It Snow, or D, Jingle Bells. Say it again. Silent Night, A. B, It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas. C, Let It Snow, or D, Jingle Bells. Okay, which one of those songs was originally written for Christmas? I'll let you know before the end of the break. Okay, think you can handle it? Nearly one-third of the one-third of churches split from Regional Methodist Church. Right? They decided the schism about sexuality too deep for them to work out together. You know, and Billy Graham has been all over this, and I'm glad he is. So Franklin Graham, you know, he's weighed in a new study that suggests Americans are rapidly losing religious faith. But we give them nothing, that's why. Right? Nothing. From a religious standpoint, we have raised a generation of people who think everything is now. Right? Everything, you want God to be like a butler, like one of my friends says, running around just taking care of you. You really don't care about much anything else because you don't get what you want to get. Right? There is no God because you're not service. All right, by the way, holiday song originally meant for Thanksgiving? Jingle Bells. Be back in a minute with another question. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or, you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. That's the way we all win, is when you're part of the solution. As I said, Eric Hall will be joining me in the next hour. Talk about the economy, what's coming up, what can you expect, and how to save your money. I ain't got a clue. All right. How well do you know Thanksgiving? I asked you during the break. Or before the break, I should say. As to, did I screw this one up? Okay, we'll change it. What's the most common way to cook a turkey according to Butterball? A is smoke. B is roast. C is deep fry. Really? Yeah, okay. D is grill. No, I'm not telling you what I said. Okay. A, smoke. B, roast. Remember about today's times. C's deep fry, and D is grill. All right, we'll get back to that in a second. Talk about how nearly one-third of the churches have split from regional Methodist church because of this ongoing schism of sexuality. And I started telling you that the biggest problem, Franklin Graham is right. The church stands for nothing. Everybody wants to go there for a feel-good moment. Church is not about a feel-good moment. You might be excited and feel good about the fact of what Christ did for you for your sins. That's okay. But to go there everywhere, I mean, I've got friends of mine that can tell me what praise and worship was all about, but can't tell me what the message was. They loved the music, but the message meant nothing. Why go to church? I can do that at home. Right? Hundreds of churches are split from a regional body of the United Methodist Church over, the second largest Protestant denomination in the U.S. And it's hemorrhaging its congregations all over the place. The delegates at a special session of the UFC's North Carolina Conference voted 957 to 165 to approve the departure of 250 congregations because they wanted to be disaffiliated from the main denomination. Now, over 30% of the churches, church bodies, are leaving the main conference, as they call it. Right? I mean, you got to pay attention. The churches are the latest to depart from UMC amid an ongoing schism over issues of sexuality. 58 churches in Louisiana Conference disaffiliated during a special session. 70 congregations disaffiliated from UMC North Georgia Conference. Right? Now, some say that the Church of England, really is what it's called, is cratering because they want to stay relevant. They want to be hip. Let me tell you what, Jesus didn't want to be hip. Jesus had God's word to work with. He let you know what it was. It was pretty much in black and white. Right? Deal with it. Right, you know, ask the author what he thinks about it. There's more and more and more of the churches that are leaving in Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, and so on. And they've been on this divide. They've been screaming about this for a long time. Right? Where they are, look, I can go through scripture with you. Some of you will be very upset. This is not a religious show. Right? The biggest problem that they have is same-sex marriage in the church. The Bible is very specific about same-sex marriage. It's very specific about these issues. They don't want to hear it. They want to ignore it. Right? No, really, I mean, I know it's tough, but you either follow God's word or you don't. Isn't that hard? Right? Several conservative members of the Methodist clergy told a local news source that they far from settling the issue. However, in 2019, the vote has been disregarded by many liberal leaders within the UMC who have opted to stay in the denomination while commissioning openly gay curtains. In other words, the church decided, they voted on, they agreed to not allowing openly gay clergy to preach from the altar. However, the church, or the Methodist church in some areas, have decided to not adhere to that. This has been my argument all along. If you want your open group, right? Progressives want their own church. Then take the church and run with it. Start your own Methodist sect, if you would. And run with it. If you defy the church rules, if you defy the organization's rules, then what are you doing there? Right? If you wanted to buy, oh, I know some of you say, well, you have to change it from within. There's nothing to change. Scripture hasn't changed for thousands of years. There's no difference. God's word is God's word. End of discussion. There was Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve, not Adam and 15 others. Yeah, you either believe creationism or you don't. Nothing's changed. They're not going to tweak it for you. You know? And this is the generations, how we brought them up. If you don't like something, change it. That's great. That works everywhere but in God's Word. Actually, it probably works in physics and science, too. If you don't like gravity, change it. Well, you can't change gravity. It is what it is, right? If you don't like the fact that you have to breathe air, and you can't breathe water, you can't change that either. That's science. But you see what I'm saying? The bottom line with this, you don't change Scripture. You decide whether you want to line up with God's Word or you don't. Really that simple. And the progressives have to decide in that church, in that group, whether they want out to do something else, or they're going to fall in line with the church. You just don't ignore it. It's what the Catholics do. Many of the Catholics, the Joe Bidens of the world. Nancy Pelosi has never once said, now if you can find the clip and give it to me, I'll apologize. I am against abortion because it's against God's Word. And being a devout Catholic, I do believe it's against God's Word. However, I can't push my belief system on somebody else. That is different than what she has said. Right? Yes, there are religious lawbreakers. You're right. I find it interesting that people, and this shows you where we've gone, they have decided that God's wrong. I've talked to friends of mine. We probably won't be friends for long. They decided that God's wrong. And they're gonna deal with him when they get there. I got news for you. You're not going to deal with him because you ain't going to get there if you don't believe what he tells you. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
If you're behind on hitting the road for the holiday, you may be in luck. The busiest travel days during Thanksgiving week are usually Tuesday, Wednesday, and Sunday after the holiday. This year, the Federal Aviation Administration expects Tuesday would be the busiest travel day, with roughly 48,000 scheduled flights. Experts say many people will start holiday trips early or return home later than normal because they'll spend a few days working remotely, or at least telling the boss that's what they're doing. People plan to buy an average of 9 gifts this year compared with 16 last year. According to Deloitte Consulting's 37th annual holiday shopping survey of 5,000 respondents that was taken back in September. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, seems a certain voodoo priest who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Your host. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me here on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being involved, being engaged, being part of. You know, head up to mypillow.com. Mypillow.com. All right, where Mike Lindell is. It is Christmas time. And I know everybody's running around, what do I get, how do I get? Listen, check out MyPillow.com. All right? Use promo code Joe, telling you, you'll like the prices, they'll work out in your favor. Really, seriously. Stop giving your money to the Chinese. They hate you. They can't stand you. They're trying to kill your kids. Think about it. No, come on, really, think about it. Give it some real thought here. You talk about the fentanyl issue, what are they doing to help? Anything? Are they doing anything to make it better or easier to catch these people or even to stop it from coming over? Nothing. They don't care about you. So stop giving your money to MyPillow.com. Use promo code Joe on the way out. You'll save anywhere from 30 to 70%. All right? And MyPillow, I'm sorry, I'm reading something to you. MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, promo code Joe on the way out, doggy beds, pillows, sheets, pillowcases, all kinds of things that you use on a daily basis. Stop buying from the Chinese, stop buying from other countries, and let's get our people working again, okay? Let's keep our people working. Anyway, talking about the split in the Methodist Church, I know, I'm almost done with it, relax. Right, I mean, this is a perfect example of how we've raised a group of people, we've raised a generation of people who feel like they can do whatever they want to do. Right? They can teach any way they want to teach, they can put the gospel out there any way they want to put it out there. Because God is love and He accepts you any way you are. Well, that's not true. Do your own reading of the Bible. That is just not true. You have to change. You have to do things a little differently. You do not have to be perfect. Far from it. Yes, God will accept you into the family the way you are. But you got changes to make. You have things to do. The Bible is very specific about the things you need to do. Again, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and truly be part of the solution. Okay? What's the most common way to cook a turkey, according to Butterball? Yeah, okay. If you said roasted, item B, you were right. Okay, another question. Hey, I'm going to have fun with it. You don't have to. How many people typically watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade? God, is that even a thing anymore? 25 million? B, 50 million. C, 75 million. Or D, 100 million. How many people typically watch the Macy's Day Thanksgiving Day Parade annually? 25 million, B, 50 million, C, 75 million, or D, 100 million? Curious to what you have to say. We'll talk about it at the end of the segment. The God, who knew? I didn't know about all this stuff. Anyway, so Elon Musk is causing all kinds of trouble. Now, he actually got rid of, I think, what is it, over 1,000 people resigned when he said, you're either going to have to work or else. Scared the crud out of most of those people who weren't working, who weren't doing much of anything. Have you seen that video where the woman walks through some of the areas of Twitter where lunch was free? There were so many things that were free to them that they were able to do. Right? Simple. It's just amazing. If you saw that video, I'm thinking to myself, my God, how do I get that job? Seriously, how do I get that job? So Elon Musk decided to dismantle safety work at Twitter. The employees have a major breakdown. They start crying. They start freaking out like little kids that you told they couldn't have that Three Musketeers bar they wanted. So, you know, and again, he is burning that place down. And I think it's great, frankly. They need to see this. This is some. They need to be part of the real world. Mommy and Daddy protected them way too long for way too many years. Right? Washington Post tech reported claimed Tuesday that Elon Musk's purchase of Twitter has really undermined the platform's ability to protect vulnerable communities. Like? No, really. See, they don't want anything negative said about any group that they belong to or believe in, as far as the left goes. Now, you can rip up anybody on the right, conservative or what have you, what they believe in or anything like that. You can rip it all up. But when it comes to the left, they want to be totally protected. They want you to cover them with Kevlar and bubble wrap. That's where they're at. Written by reporters Kat, Zakruski, and Fayez Sadiqa. Oh, and Joseph Min. The piece argues that Musk imposed his will on the company by gutting the trust of the safety team. They used to carefully deliberate and define dangerous language. No, they didn't. It's a line of crock. Right, I mean, this is the same team that allowed the imam from Iran to stay on Twitter while removing Trump and others. You want to go to the whole list of people they allowed to stay on? So they were useless. The piece headline, Musk's free speech agenda, dismantle safety work at Twitter. Insiders say, and they suggest, that he did so callously, mentioning multiple times the decision made laid off employees cry. The story cited more than a dozen former and current Twitter employees. They're frustrated with how Musk undid years of careful work. By reinstating Twitter accounts, a former President Donald Trump. Sites like Babylon Bee. Satire, mind you. Yeah, these people, they don't have such a humor either. They just don't get it. Others that deemed those were threats. They were threats to public safety. How, I say? If you're going to say that they're threats to public safety because some of the things they say will cause somebody to go out and commit violence, who has committed the violence of late? Who's done it? Come on. Yeah, most of those people have been people on the left. People with a very extreme liberal viewpoint. The report added that massive layoffs and must demand that remaining employees pledged to work hardcore hours. I haven't seen anything yet that is nasty or mean, right? You're going to work hours. You're going to actually work. have left one of the world's most influential social media sites operating with a skeleton staff. Some say that it will crash. Advertisers are fleeing. Here's one thing I've learned about advertisers. If they're making money, they'll get behind anything. If that platform will help them sell it, they'll get behind anything. Musk came in. This is like getting rid of, very aggressive cancer. He had to get in there. He had to get rid of those culture war people quickly. So the further on, they mentioned how the billionaire Tesla CEO leveraged culture war issues to make the company his own image. He's pretty neutral. Always has been. The piece said that Musk has moved rapidly, at times erratically, to undermine a regime built over a decade to define, look at that, they used the word regime, to define dangerous language on the site and protect vulnerable communities, replacing it with his own more impulsive style of ad hoc decision making. The man is a multi-billionaire. He's made some pretty good decisions. He's grown some pretty strong companies. And he's right. You have the right to a freedom of speech. You have a right to say what you want to say. But really. Anyway. He can do what he wants to do any way he wants to do it. By the way, question earlier, how many people typically watch the Macy's Day Thanksgiving Parade? It is, I can't believe this, but whatever, 50 million. 50 million people watch that parade. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Machine host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I really do appreciate the time that you're listening on the air, maybe grabbing it from our app. We do have an app, by the way. You can find it by going to Apple and or Android. I guess it's Google Play. Is that what it is? You can find it up on the website, though. JoeMessina.com. JoeMessina.com. All right. A lot of stories I want to get to. Your Thanksgiving quiz. What U.S. president moved Thanksgiving up a week? 1 week. And stop Googling this stuff. What president moved Thanksgiving up a week to allow for more shopping before Christmas? Was it A, FDR, B, JFK, C, Herbert Hoover, or D, Harry Truman? Yeah, write it down. A, FDR, B, JFK, C, Herbert Hoover, D, Harry Truman. We'll get that before the end of the break, the end of the segment. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The, let me tell you real fast, you know, I never really finished up the Musk thing. We need to do that. That's important. Because they're, you know, they're claiming that he's ripping down all these safety points, and he's really not. Again, freedom of speech is freedom of speech. Short of calling for the decimation of a certain group, killing a certain group, killing a person, you can say as many dumb things as you want to. There were a lot of dumb people around in the early days. And when our founding fathers were putting all this together, they knew there were dumb people there. They knew there were liars there. They do all kinds of stuff. Right? Rather than repopulate the team, the piece claimed, Musk is looking to automate much of the trust and safety team's work to police content, eliminating some of the nuance from the complicated decisions for a cheaper approach, implying that Twitter will make poorer moderation decisions going forward. But see, what are the moderation decisions? What you believe to be hate speech, I don't. The Washington Post reported how, on his first night as owner, Musk fired its leader of 11 years. Well, of course he did. You always get, listen, I got news for these journalists that have never ran a business, never understand. I've been part of corporate takeovers for a good part of my adult professional life. And you know what the first thing they do is? They give it to the people at the top. They give it to the middle managers, if you would, too. Because there's a new culture coming in. And a lot of times those middle managers can't stop. They can't get rid of it. They can't work with it, if you would. They called Musk insensitive. That within hours assuming control of the site, he took away the access to company email from many of the higher-ups. Of course they did. It's been done before. They lock you out immediately. Sometimes when they make a decision to let somebody go, before they even let that person know, they shut down their access. Why wouldn't you? Right? At a Halloween party at Twitter headquarters where workers had brought children dressed in costumes, some employees quietly left to go cry. Why? Because he fired people? He gave them three or four month severance. That's terrible, isn't it? Musk also decided to reinstate the Babylon Bee and clinical psychologist Jordan Peterson, one of the smartest guys we know. If the company restored the two accounts without a clear reason, it would undo years of care. What was the careful work? No, seriously. The Babylon Bee is a satirical site. If you believe anything that they post, there's something wrong with you, not them. These people have no sense of humor whatsoever. And as far as Jordan Peterson goes, he lays out fact. They can't handle fact. Fact makes them crazy. You can't push back against fact. All you can do is call people racist, homophobe, all kinds of other wonderful things. All these changes that Musk is making, they're all problematic. How? Why? They also went on to say Black Thursday, the day on which Musk laid off a big portion of the trust and safety team, as layoff notices went out, first to Asia, and then Europe, and then the United States, a group of longtime Twitter executives huddled together in a conference room. Right? They all hugged each other and cried. What did they expect was going to happen? No, really, honestly, what did they expect was going to go on? He was going to crack open freedom of speech. Did they think he was going to clamp down even harder? I can't pronounce this guy's name, not even close. He's the executive, we'll call him Frank, the executive director of an Indian rights group called Equality Labs, after seeing her emails to fired Twitter employees, bounced back to her, told the paper, "It is such a dangerous time to have fired the moderators. Twitter has been already in a state of failure. This is just a nail in the coffin." No, it's actually like everything else, like Disney taking a nosedive, like some of these other woke companies taking a nosedive. Right? The reason they took the nosedives was because they were woke. Right? Because they were squelching people's rights. That's why they took the nosedive. All right. Anybody answer the question yet? You can answer it on the chat room. On the chat room on the website, JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com. Which U.S. president moved Thanksgiving up a week to allow for more shopping time before Christmas? It was FDR. And he did it. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Apparently, Amazon is taking a major hit, too, on Alexa. Right? They've lost over $10 billion. 10 B, with a B, not an M, but a B. billion this year. It was a colossal failure. Amazon's the voice of the assistant that was introduced, in, I guess, in 2014. It's part of the devices unit, the company that is expected to lose about $10 billion in 2022. I don't know why. Does Google have a bigger hold on this? The new report comes as Amazon is cutting over 10,000. I want you to think about this. Amazon cutting 10,000 jobs just to start. Facebook cutting 11,000 jobs just to start. Twitter, 7,500 jobs just to start. So really, what? I'm missing something here. Why is it all on Twitter? The new report comes as Amazon is cutting roughly 10,000 jobs with positions already eliminated across the company's devices and books business. Funny, the books business. The business that put them on the map. Used books. I don't think anybody's reading anymore. And they took the books and turned around and scanned them in. Some of them they're selling online. They've got the e-books. You know what's really scary? I talked to somebody a while back about what Google is doing. Google wants to scan every written piece of literature on the planet. Every book. Right? And the reason behind it, I think, ultimately, is they'll have total control of information, how it flows, what it says. And you won't need books anymore. Just think, you won't have to carry all those heavy books. You can put a million books on your iPad. And you won't have to carry one. Alexa is part of Amazon's worldwide digital unit, which includes the digital voice assistant, the Echo speaker. Right, and just simply, ready for this one? in the first quarter of this year alone, they lost $3 billion. You know, and Alexa, total, massive failure. Dave Lynch, the senior vice president of devices and services at Amazon, said that the company remains confident in its voice assistant. We're committed as ever to Echo and Alexa. We'll invest heavily in them. Yeah, we've heard that before they shut a line down, haven't we? Amazon says it still has convictions in pursuing Alexa, as well as Prime Video and some of the other newer initiatives that they have. Layoffs are necessary because the economy remains in a challenging spot. But Joey B says the economy is doing great. These are the people that helped get that guy in office. Remember that. Okay? These same people that helped get him in. And now having to lay people off because of what a bad job Joey B's doing. Right? Anyway, again, the big tech companies laying off a boatload of people. All right, you're hearing all kinds of things about the economy, what's taking a nosedive, where do you have to put your money, what you should save, all of that stuff. I don't know about that stuff. I am not the smartest guy in the room like you'd like to believe. But Eric Hallaby will be joining me in a few minutes. He's a financial advisor. Always got information on how you can save money. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. If you've got any questions, be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more going on.